This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
We are at training camp. Reminder for you, our show today, part of Champ Camp, brought to us by Forest River RV, by Camping World, RV sales, service, parts, and accessories. We're going to get to some audio coming up shortly here of Jalen Hurts and some of the notable things he said yesterday. Let's talk to Derek and Paoli right now. Good morning, Derek.
Good morning. Yo, listen, you kind of like making up an excuse, man, with that whole thing with your injury, man. You should have just gone.
I'm not making up an excuse.
Well, you mean as it like pertains to the running?
Yeah, if he loses, it's like, well, just so you know, I went to the doctor for 3 hours.
You haven't heard me say that.
Well, how do I know that you didn't? You said that. You clearly said you went to
No, but I haven't lost. Right? I haven't lost. Like, you're saying it's going to be if I lose. I'm telling Derek, here's what announcement to the world. Here we go. Announcement, world. If I lose this competition, which is possible, I don't think it'll happen, but it's possible, I will not cry foul based on injury. You got it, Derek?
I'm just saying, I've been rocking out with you for 5 years, man. And this sounds
I got a squirrely reputation.
What
I know.
What it normally sounds like.
That's very true. I want to reemphasize the fact that I believed that this is part of why Joe will lose. That the physical nature of competition when you're 47 and your opponent is 31.
That's fair. That's a possibility.
Yeah. Okay. It's just the way it works.
I accept that could be a determining factor of why I could lose. I admit that, clearly.
Yeah, you wrote a check that you're behind can't cash, man. Like,
yes.
But, Derek, what if my bod does cash it? Then how much shame is on Fritz if he loses to a guy 16 years younger than him,
gross.
Older than him, who's got an injury?
All the pressure has always been on him because of that, right?
Yeah.
And he played in college. Like me, I thought I was good at ball, but I'm about to be 51 years old, right? Challenging some kid.
Hey, when's your birthday, Derek?
September 22nd.
No way!
Yeah,
well,
so,
we're
yeah,
pretty close. I got too excited there.
You know.
Sorry.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm September 4th.
I know. I'm saying
we're like twinning, man.
I'm September 25th. Right? I'm even closer to
no
Derek.
Way.
Yeah,
wait, I don't know why I get so excited.
Yeah, I don't think anyone really cares
why.
Right now about that. All right, Derek, what do you got on the Eagles?
Listen, the thing with Hurts not wearing the ring, right? I do think it's a little weird, but I also feel like with him. He's
weird.
Been a starter for what? Yeah, he's a different guy, but
it's okay. It's good.
4 years, it's a good weird.
Yes.
But him being a starter for 4 years, right, and going to the playoffs every year, then going to the Super Bowl twice and winning it once and being MVP, like he's still looked at as if he's not one of the better quarterbacks in the league.
By some people, he is. Yeah, well, he actually addressed that yesterday. Like, Derek, I want to play this audio. Give me a great answer to a scene involving a lawyer. I want to get to the audio.
I'm going to skip it because I just won last night. I won a ticket last
right,
night from my boy Jack.
Nice job. Congratulations.
There it is.
There it is. That was
so let's listen to Jalen. Really good question by Elliot yesterday, and I think it might have even involved a follow-up question, I think. On the quarterback rankings thing, the offseason lists, of which there have been many, and Elliot asked Jalen about it yesterday. Here's that exchange.
Jalen, it feels like all offseason a main topic was, where do you rank amongst your peers at quarterback? Is that something you pay attention to? And does it matter to you when sometimes these lists have you maybe lower than?
I'm just focused on being the best that I can be.
So does it, you don't pay attention to the list or anything?
Purely like focused on being the best I can be.
All right, so good answer publicly from the standpoint of it kind of shuts it down. Does anyone believe him?
No.
And the
absolutely
insistent
not.
Way that he replied exactly the same way twice in a row suggests that he really it's annoying.
And good. Use it as fuel. This guy takes everything and just puts it in that tank and uses it. Like,
This is perfect. This is absolutely what he's doing, and it's why he's going to be more focused than anyone.
It's part of who he is and what helps him
in this role.
Helps him succeed. Part of also what he's got going, and I don't know quite when this started, but the relationship with Jordan. So, good question yesterday about, you know, after, you know, because Jordan played, what is it, 4 seasons in pro basketball after winning a title, right? I guess it would be 92, 93. 97 and 98 were seasons where he entered the season after having won a championship the prior year. So Jordan experienced it 4 times. Jalen's about to experience it the first time. It's kind of started when you consider training camp. You know, it's kind of begun to an extent. Jalen was asked about the advice, the biggest piece of advice he's gotten from Jordan with that kind of season going. Now, obviously, you know, sort of begun with training camp. Biggest piece of advice he's got from Jordan, here's what Hurt said.
You used every word but repeat, and I can appreciate that. You know, I think it's just purely about resetting, you know, and being able to build that relationship and have those conversations. Those are always helpful. Something I look forward to and appreciate. Ultimately, it's a new journey. It's a blank canvas, and we are who we are. We have what we have. And regardless, whether you win a championship or lose a championship the next year, you have to be able to reset, have the right focus, and pursue it with, you know, great intensity, great passion. And I think that's where we are. You know, we have a new team, new individuals, and we have, you know, a tight-knit core, you know, that's been here throughout time. And so we just want to continue to build that chemistry that we have.
Makes a lot of sense, right?
He says all the right things.
On a lot of levels.
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty by the book, I will say.
But a lot of people do talk about repeating. Like Pat Riley, just for instance, mm-hmm. coined the term three-peating.
Yeah.
And he's made millions of dollars, yeah. Right? But, I mean, the point is a lot of people do talk about we want to repeat. And then people now talk about if you get to 2, you want to three-peat. And what Jalen's saying, and Milata made a similar point yesterday, is like Milata's point yesterday is we're not defending anything. Jalen's point there yesterday, courtesy of some advice from Jordan, is we're not looking to repeat. We're looking to reset and win.
But isn't that Jalen's MO?
Yeah,
I mean,
it is.
It is.
Part of Jordan's problem, and you know, they talked about it in all of these biopic type things that they do on him. He needs to take the time to smell the roses, and I hope that Jalen eventually puts that ring on. I hope that Jalen does take the time to appreciate and enjoy.
It might not be
the
retirement,
John.
You're right.
And maybe we're going to reap the benefits that he's not stopping to smell the roses.
Because I don't know how much Kobe enjoyed his
win. Kobe did not enjoy it.
I mean that. Like, seriously.
No, I agree.
Seriously.
Yeah.
And then there was Shaq.
He won.
And James, what was Shaq's message to Kobe after Shaq won 4 before Kobe had 4?
Oh, what was it? I remember.
Don't say it on the air.
Yeah. I can't remember anyway, but yeah.
He got up on stage and wanted to know, hello. Well, I'm not even going to allude to it.
Yeah, maybe don't allude.
All right, good morning to you. On a beautiful Thursday morning, bummer to see the Phils lose last night. Unusual, of course, with 5 home runs to lose the game, but that happens when you give up a grand slam, miss a pop-up, and all the other stuff that happened. Lizardo, it is starting to get a bit concerning, got to say. It is. We broadcast today from NovaCare, the NovaCare Complex. Champ Camp. It's driven by Forest River RV, by Camping World, RV sales, service, parts, and accessories. Tons of things going on here today. One thing we can tell you, smarter than a 12th grader. We do it on an annual basis. It started with a 5th grader, then 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. We are up to smarter than a 12th grader. It will be Wednesday of next week at 8:30.
And somehow these children have continuously underperformed.
They have. Yeah. They're
year after year.
They're 0-7. And the Hammer's 7-0. But one of
it's
these
It's either
years.
Like Joe might actually be smarter than we thought, maybe. Or these kids, they're not stepping up.
Seltzer, have you been getting C students through the years? Like, there are A students that should be able to whoop me. I mean, they really should.
So every student we've had on, at least, look, people could lie to me. I don't verify this, but every single time, like the last, remember the last one we had was a 4.2 grade point average. Like,
well, how does that even work?
Here's, I know, well, that, that I'm
stuff.
With you.
I hate that, John.
I hate it too.
I hate it when they changed the SAT and all of a sudden they got dumb.
Here's what I'll say.
Well, that's the
that
thing.
Made me
I
so
hate
mad.
That they changed
I think,
the SAT
I think
to make
to
it harder
your
for
score
us.
In
well, they changed it back. They made
oh,
the
they
score.
Did. So it's 1600?
Yeah, we're back to 1600.
Yeah, now my score is only like 1460.
But Devin, when I hear of like
real
a
quick,
kid's
real
got
quick,
a 4-4,
real quick,
like,
let me jump in here because I think there's a reason, and it's what I always bring up with Hammer, and we always underrate it. You talk on the radio for a living. You're not nervous in front of a microphone. You feel very
100%.
Comfortable answering trivia
yes.
questions on the radio. Anyone who comes in here is like a kid, even if they're, you know,
yeah,
17,
they're
18, they're still a kid. They're coming in, they're nervous. They're on a microphone for the first time in their life a lot of times. Like, I think that is the massive advantage. And I think it's the same thing with Hammer. You play this game every week. You talk into a microphone for a living. Like, these people who get on the air get nervous.
James, here's my answer to the kids. Suck it up.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's right. true. I mean, they have to if they're going to be
man
up and woman
year's
up.
He was really nervous, right? Wasn't that the 11th
yes,
grader?
Yeah.
I feel like he was. I remember him being really.
Well,
nervous.
Look, we look forward to having some fun with that. 8:30 on Wednesday. By the way, reminder: noon on Tuesday is the competition. Me versus Jack at FDR Park. Hope to see you out there. It'll be round 3 of 5 of what we got going
Which
on.
Which of the two competitions do you feel more confident about?
Good question.
Whew, probably tennis.
All right.
Yeah,
I like
probably
that.
Tennis.
Good. Good.
Because there really can be questions in these, you know, non-sports questions versus 12th grader. Like, the periodic table, I never get those answers.
Well, you know? Yeah, we know your knowledge when it comes to science and, you know,
yeah.
everything pertaining
And my geography
to that.
Is slick. Like, I was good on geography when I was young, but it's been a long time.
I love geography.
Joe's
I hate when
up.
People don't know geography. Or, like, to a point where it's, like, egregious. Like, people don't know where, like, Kansas City is on a map.
Joe's
like,
problem with science that
I'm not a geography guy.
Kansas City's tough.
Yeah,
Kansas City might be Missouri.
Well, that was actually a trick answer.
Horrible example.
That's a terrible.
I'm bad with geography. Like, I remember capitals and all that stuff, but I'm not good with maps and stuff. That's never been my thing.
My problem with Joe is that he refutes the science.
Yes.
It not only does he get it wrong, but he challenges and refutes the science.
Some of it.
Not because he has a better answer or even like a deeper understanding of the material. It's just, I don't know why you
I
feel
refute some
like qualified to refute science.
Because I think some of it's been on faulty human logic. And so I say I think that was wrong.
I don't get science
but
at all.
But what makes you the person who can determine that it's faulty?
I just don't. Like NaCl equals salt. Who cares? I don't care. I just don't care.
Thank you, Ben.
Well, I don't get it.
There are people who do care. And
you're
it,
my
you
guy.
Know, does lead to a lot of important things in society, right. But, you know, it's okay.
Ben, semantics, James, semantics.
Let me ask you this, Ben. Devin had in the update how the Phillies are headed to, you know, the Yankees soon. You feel something extra as a player, even as a veteran, when you go into
100%.
That stadium?
100%. Yeah. 100%. That was... Well, I never played in the new place, but I played in old Yankee Stadium. And it was the most amazing. I remember I was sitting on deck getting ready for my first at-bat ever at Yankee Stadium. And I didn't watch one pitch of the guy that was in front of me. I just kept looking around, and I kept thinking to myself, I'm going to go stand in the same batter's box as Babe Ruth and Mickey Mantle.
That's incredible.
Yogi Berra. Yeah. Like, it was just one of those things where it was just I have chill bumps right now just thinking about it.
That's so good.
And
man.
Yeah, it is almost like an out of body experience. People talk about that sort of thing in dire situations, yeah. like, you know, when they're close to death,
yeah.
that
right.
sort of thing. for me, I swear I had dreams about some of these places. Like playing,
Lambeau.
I had dreams about playing at the Vet. And then I was at the Vet. And it's almost like I had it was like a premonition. It really was like, holy cow, I know I've been here before. Mm-hmm. And Lambeau Field. Yeah, it was the same thing. I swear I felt those plays in the past or something. It's almost like you're looking down on yourself. I don't even know.
That's cool, man.
The way that people describe it, it seems almost impossible that you would be in that position on that field that you watched your whole life.
Yeah. It's a cathedral.
Truly.
That's awesome, man. Yeah. All right, let's get a lot of calls in here. Reminder, Vic Fangio, a little over an hour from now. So the Eagles, outstanding defense.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God.
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani,
inevitable. Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Defensive coordinator 940 today, not with us in an interview form, but a press conference. And we'll bring you that press conference of Fangio with the assembled media at 9:40 today. Let's talk to Anthony in New Jersey. Anthony, good morning, bud.
Hey, what's going on, Joey D? Johnny
Anthony, Henry. How are you, pal?
Hey, Joe, I'm not going for none of that crap they trying to pull on you, man. What? Man.
They're desperate. They really are desperate.
Hey, Joe, we're not going for none of that, man. Nothing. I'm calling the afternoon show again today. Hey, Spike, you hear this? Let me on, Spike. Let me on, buddy.
Like, don't be a coward. Don't be a coward. Take the call.
Hey, take the call, Spike. Anthony from Jersey is calling today.
Anthony, wait till you see the video, Fritz, man. The meltdown was beyond. Biblical.
Hey, Joe, before I called, I watched the video. That's what made me call. What a wuss, man. You talking about wuss. What a wuss, man. Jack Quits. And they trying to flip it on my boy the Hammer. Well, I tell you what, we're not going for that. And after he beat you in tennis, oh, my God, You're going to quit. He's going to melt down, Hammer.
There you go. Now, Anthony, I'm going to give Fritz one compliment because he deserves it. After the golf thing, he really answered the bell with baseball. I'm not peacocking around here today because, in part, he won the last one. He won it fair and square. Kicked my butt. Like, but I used this example earlier. If people remember Game 5 of the Knicks-Pacers series, Carl Anthony Towns answered the bell. Played a great Game 5. Great Game 5. And then in Game 6, he was back to nothing. So that's – Fritz reminds me a lot of Towns. Skilled, but soft. Skilled,
but soft.
Right. Yeah. I think that might be something you might want to tell him from the stands in the tennis competition, Anthony. Because he is skilled, but what is he, Anthony? But soft. Thank you, sir. Anthony, give me an answer. A scene involving a lawyer.
Harvey Dent in the courtroom. They tried to kill him. He disarmed the gun and broke it down. Carbon fiber, .22 caliber, made in China. If you want to kill a public servicing, I suggest you buy American.
Wow, Harvey Dent. That's an interesting answer. Which of the three Batman movies was that?
The third, I think.
Was he in all
Harvey
three?
Dent?
Was he in all three movies?
I thought he was in two.
I get this confused.
Second,
well,
two,
so
maybe?
I was always
I'm
upset
because sure
he
in the second two.
He turns into Two-Face at the end of the second or third, and then he never makes an appearance again. I don't think.
Okay, I don't remember.
Yeah,
great character though. No question about that. Let's talk to let's go to Ray right now, Northeast Philadelphia. Raymond, good morning, sir.
How you doing today?
Good, Ray.
I just called to, first of all, hi, morning crew.
What's up?
My wife a copy of your book yesterday. And,
you got the book yesterday?
No, you gave it to Annette.
Oh, I sure did. Yes. Where I get my haircut. That's exactly right. I wanted to give Annette and Candy and the whole crew. Yes, thank you. Yes.
But what you really made her day with the way you signed it. So
well, thank
I just
you.
Wanted to call up and say thank you.
Thanks, Ray. That's very kind of you. You have an unbelievable, wife, obviously. I've known her for about 10 years when she's been working there that I've known her. And that's wonderful. I'm glad. I could see that she was very happy to get the book. And I'm thrilled to hear that it moved you to call the show. I appreciate that.
And, your crew there gives you a hassle sometimes. I almost called the time they were giving you a hassle about falling asleep, getting your hair washed.
Well, I did it again yesterday.
Well, you do it every time.
Correct.
It's just you get so relaxed.
How long does it take them to wash your hair?
Well, it's not so much the washing, although sometimes in the washing, which is a 5-minute thing, it's normally during the haircut.
It's such an awkward thing to do.
They wash your hair for 5 minutes.
Yeah, they're right.
Like, what on
so there's
earth?
That
oh,
part.
You get like a scalp massage.
There's no way.
I go to a salon.
I go to a salon. Oh well, that's not surprising.
I will say your hair looks very good.
It's the falling asleep part that is weird.
So it used to happen maybe once a year, but since the move to the morning show, I would say I fall asleep more than 50% of the time when I get my haircut.
Unbelievable.
Because at 12 noon, 1 o'clock, I'm freaking tired. I just fall asleep.
Now, everybody
cuts around
it. It's not just washing hair. She gives a good scalp massage.
Oh, it's the greatest.
That's what I'm
saying. No, listen. You obviously know, Ray. You're right. Yesterday was a triple whammy. Yesterday I fell asleep during the haircut. Then we have the pause for the scalp massage. Fell asleep during that. Went back to the other chair and fell asleep for the remainder of the haircut. It was a 3-fall-sleeper.
Oh, wow.
How do you fall asleep when you're actually getting... I can see the scalp massage falling asleep there. I could possibly see that.
Yeah, like
but
I
when you're actually
eyes,
getting your hair cut, it's like...
Apparently, I don't move. Apparently, I don't. I just... And she cuts right around.
Doesn't that work against
remarkable.
Like a human...
That's
like,
remarkable.
Like there are human instincts that like prevent you from just like falling unconscious in the middle
right.
of a room.
That's
aren't
what I'm
there,
saying.
Like,
are you narcoleptic?
Like if I'm sitting there having something done to me... By another human being, and there are other humans in the room. Like I feel sort of like I need to protect myself, not really, but just enough that I'm not going to fall unconscious.
Well, and I also do. I am polite about it. I normally inform, Candy, who cuts my hair. I say, hey, I think I'm about to doze off, sorry, I'm going to stop responding. Like our conversation's about to end.
Candy,
like, I'm about to...
How can you be so trusting of Candy?
She's been cutting my hair
okay,
since 2000.
Don't bring Candy in.
This is a Joe DeCamera problem, not a Candy problem.
Okay. All right, Ray, I love your call. I need an answer, my man. You can win the tickets to the Eagles training camp practice.
Mine was Justice Sproul, so that was taken. Now, look, he treats the girls well. He's been with Candy since she was working at Willow Grove Park Mall.
That's right.
He's followed her. He is very loyal.
Well, I love that John tried to rip Candy to her husband on the phone, too.
No, yeah. No, this is Annette's husband.
Oh, Annette's husband. Okay,
yes.
So, and he tips very well. He is a good client. So. Now,
Ray,
I just want to call and say thank you for the book. You made her day yesterday.
Thanks, buddy. I hope you both enjoy it. Ray, stay well, man. Appreciate the call very, very much. All right, let's listen to AJ Brown.
That was awesome. We need more like Ray and Candy calls. That type of thing. That was fascinating.
Well, that was interesting. All right.
Annette's husband, Ray.
So AJ Brown, certainly amongst the best receivers in football, but in this offense, his numbers often don't show it. Now, you might remember the start of 2023 for, I don't know, 8 or 9 games, he was on fire. I mean, we were talking about him as a potential MVP candidate, and then his numbers dropped off as the overall performance of the offense dropped off down the stretch. Last year, he was exceptional again, but his numbers don't reflect it. For instance, Ja'Marr Chase has almost double the catches of A.J. Brown last year. And we all know A.J. could be that. At least I believe that. But in this offense, it's a different deal. Really, I would say almost fascinating answer from A.J. yesterday. Listen to how well thought out this is, and here's what I mean by that. You're going to hear a pause that is long because he's thinking, and we're going to play the whole thing. Listen to AJ's fascinating answer, and I admire this, when talking yesterday about his role in this offense and in pro football.
He won, obviously, the Super Bowl. Got 2 big contracts, all pros, pro bowls. Like, at this stage in your career, what left is there for you? How do you approach second half
after this? Listen to this pause. He's really thinking.
Just continue just to be the best version of myself, you know. You know, I truly feel like I'm the best in the league. And, you know, I want to put a stamp on it. You know, so I'm definitely motivated, but also I have to put the team first. So, and that's what I'll do. Honestly, you know, I could go into deeper, but I think that's what I'm focused on. You know, being the best version of myself. You know, and you know, proving it each and every day that I am the best.
I gotta tell you, I admire that mindset immensely. I mean, on one hand, he's telling you he truly thinks he's the best receiver in pro football. But on the other hand, he says, and this is the key, and this goes back to Howie Roseman, who you acquire, and then Nick Sirianni, how you work with the guys to have them put team first. Mm-hmm. Because, John, you played with Terrell Owens and Jerry Rice. All right, you played with 2 of maybe the top 5 or 6 wide receivers of all time. Different
Tim
stages
Brown's
of their
career. Pretty good.
Tim
too.
Brown's probably a top 25 receiver of all time.
Yeah.
Yep. Todd Pinkston. John, a big percentage of the great receivers, I think, would have struggled more with being as limited, I don't want to say so limited, but like as limited as AJ has been in this offense. Right? I mean, a lot of guys would really have bucked way more.
Yeah, I think so. And I think we saw that a very small amount, but we did see it. A
little bit.
I mean,
a little bit.
Passing.
Yep.
That did happen. But
and he was pouty on the sideline, if you remember.
On
after being
occasion.
On the Giants playoff game in 22.
More than one time.
That was
we
weird.
We have seen. Yep. And we've seen the way that they sort of try to make sure after a game where, you know, he might get 2 targets and they're in the second half.
Yeah.
You know, like that is problematic because you see that in the first 15 the next week, I always feel pretty certain he's going to catch 3 or 4.
We all think he's a top 5 receiver, right?
Absolutely.
Like, he actually is.
And
whatever the numbers are, who cares? Like, he actually is one of the 5 best receivers in football, right?
There's no doubt.
Yeah.
And as resultantly, you do have to manage his expectations when he's that fabulous wide receiver. Every great wide receiver I've ever been around has been bristly and difficult except for Tim Brown. Like, Tim Brown, I don't know what it was. Tim Brown was as even-keeled and, I mean, kind, generous, like there is no ego whatsoever coming off of Tim Brown. Not exactly sure how or why he managed that. Yeah. The guy who won the Heisman Trophy when he was at Notre Dame did not think he was any better than anyone. I mean, like, just an unbelievable human being.
It's a bit, I'll tell you this. The opposite of they pompous. Might not have won the Super Bowl last year. I'm going to put it right out there. If A.J. Brown had caused a bigger problem, they might not have won the Super Bowl. Because here's what it could have led to. It could have led to them passing more to acquiesce to him, which would have probably hurt the offense.
Wow.
It could have led to more disharmony in the locker room.
And that was in some ways avoided by the honesty and the openness that was arrived at, you know, like when it was very matter-of-factly discussed, you know, hey, yeah, sometimes guys aren't on the best terms,
yeah,
and we have to be better and more intentional in the way we deal with our teammates. You know, Brandon Graham had a lot to do with that.
Sure. And I actually will tell you, and I have no proof of this, zero. I until I find out otherwise, just guessing, I would tell you I think the AJ Jalen thing was a big part of what led to the disaster at the end of 2023. I just sensed, based on comments and based on innuendo and based on things I would hear from other people, because they're clearly not on the same page from a friendship standpoint the way they used to be. I mean, I think that's – I mean, Ike, who knows 1,000 times more about any of this than all of us because he's so connected to the organization, having played there for so long. I mean, Ike is very clear in the afternoon show that he essentially knows they're not that close anymore. And it just always struck me like that may have been one of the main things at the end of 2023. But here's the key. At least they have a working relationship on the field last year that they proved they can go win a Super Bowl even if they're not – buddy-buddy the way they used to be.
Absolutely.
And that's the main thing.
And this is where I think the leadership of Nick Sirianni kind of comes in. You know, we talk about the accessibility of Nick Sirianni with his players and this and that, and how he's almost a friend figure. I look at it more as like a parent figure, because you want to be a parent. You don't want to be your kid's friend. You still want to be their parent. They want to see your leadership, your accountability, your preparedness. And I think that's where these players see out of Nick Sirianni. And I think they respect that. But they also know that, hey, this guy's door's open. If I need to cry on somebody's shoulder, I have that ability to do so with Nick. But I think Nick in this situation said, you know what? The hell with that. Enough is enough. We're a team. We have 53 players on this team. You need to do your job, and everyone else will do their job.
Yeah.
And I think he squashed that fire, and they put that out. And I think the team just moved forward from there.
Well, I agree.
I do.
And John, you referenced, and one of you referenced it earlier. I still think Brandon Graham purposely said what he said last year in December, because I think he was looking to squash it also.
Yeah.
I think Brandon Graham's point was, amongst other things, listen, this is my last rodeo. So if I'm going down, I'm going down swinging, meaning I'm going to tell my guys publicly, essentially, knock it the hell off. We got 2 months to go in this season. We have a legitimate chance to win the Super Bowl. Let's go freaking win the Super Bowl. I think what Brandon Graham did last year was incredibly intentional in December. Let's say November or December, whichever it was, pretty late in the year. Lou in Mount Laurel. Lou, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Doing great, Lou.
Hey, Joe, I know you wrote a book and you said it's for, is it a children's book or a kid's book?
Yeah, so, you know, it's funny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Kind of vacillated on which words to use. I generally use younger sports fans, because when I initially was saying kids, and I had people say to me, well, a 15, 16-year-old, a teenager doesn't think of themselves quite as a kid anymore. So I kind of just say younger sports fans, because it's, I would say, readable for about 10 and up. But also, by the way, should appeal to adults as well. I mean, it's written kind of – you know how a newspaper can be read by, like, fourth graders up? It's kind of written newspaper way that everyone can read it.
Well, Joe, I'll tell you why I ask. I'm an elementary school principal, and I'd love to have you come and maybe read a passage to some students, or maybe
I would love to do that, Lou. Thank you, my man. Let's set that up. How about off the air, Seltzer can get your information, and I would love to be there.
What if
and,
I don't
want to
do that?
I think it'd be great if
I appreciate
You could talk to the kids about the writing process and kind of why you started and maybe any challenges you had to overcome. I think it'd be a great message for the kids. We're a huge Philadelphia sports team school. I'd love to have you in to read to the students.
Thanks, my man. What school is it?
Parkway Elementary School in Mount Laurel, New Jersey.
That's awesome. Let's do it. Luke, can I put you on hold so James can get your info and I can call you?
Yeah. Can I say my other things, though?
You sure can.
Quick question. I know it's probably going to be glossed over. Carter Hart comes back innocent today. Are any teams calling him?
Did you say if he does or that he did?
He said if he does.
If he does. Okay, gotcha.
Look,
Lou, I would guess somebody will. I can honestly tell you I don't know enough about the situation to feel confident commenting on whether the Flyers would or should. But I will tell you, if he is innocent in a court of law, I would think some team would say, "Come be our starting goaltender."
Am I? I have a lawyer scene.
Yes, sir.
Son of a Woman with Al Pacino, where he lights up that board and that dean of Baird School.
Who's the lawyer?
No one's a lawyer. I thought the same thing, Lou.
He's not a lawyer.
He's a colonel, but he's kind of serving as lawyer.
He's not a lawyer.
That's one of the first ones I thought of as well. But I'm like, you're going to send Charlie here back to Oregon,
and I'll take a flamethrower to this place.
but there is no lawyer. And I thought, wait a minute, there's no lawyer in that scene.
Yeah, I mean, theoretically, one of those kids' fathers, who I think might have been there. One of the kids may have had a. I think the dad was next to the kid. But we don't know that the dad's a lawyer.
The dad was next to a man who might have been an attorney.
All right, Lou, I think we got to give it thumbs down, but a great phone call, my man. Lou, I'll be in touch with you, I promise.
Yeah, thanks, Joe. Appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. Very, very kind phone call right there.
By the way, I got to hung up on him.
What'd you say?
You hung up on him. You're supposed to put him on hold.
Lou, call James back.
Lou, call back.
Get to James. My fault. That's bad job by me. Lou, I want to connect with you. By the way, speaking of getting the book to kids, I just want to give a shout-out. We haven't, done this yet, but it's going to happen because Jaws has told me it's going to happen. So I just want to give him a shout-out. He's buying, a lot of the books. I mean, I want to say a lot of, like, he's buying my book, like, over 500 books to donate to kids.
That's awesome.
We don't know the exact number, but it's going to be more than 500.
That's awesome.
So I just want to thank Ron Jaworski publicly. I mean, obviously, I've thanked him privately, but we're going to be doing that soon. And so I, and some people told me they want to, my uncle wants to buy the book and go to Children's Hospital and go to the University of Pennsylvania where his son was treated, my cousin. So, I, you know, stuff like that is meaningful, and I appreciate that. All right, I mean, I really appreciate it. Let's go to the phones. 215. Actually, before we go to the phones, let's play some audio of Jordan Mulata. He said something yesterday that was, well, it's a different way of looking at it. And maybe the team will be wired this way, maybe not. It's how he's thinking about being back with the Birds after they won a title last year. Mulata with a different type of answer with the Eagles back trying to do it again. Here's something he said.
Jordan, every time we've talked to you this offseason, you've been really focused on it's about next year, right? Last year was awesome. Now that you've had a full offseason around the guys, how do you think the team is done in terms of keeping their focus forward and not thinking about last year?
That is probably the hardest thing that we've had to ask of them was to stay, you know, focused, tunnel vision, and I think they've done a great job of that, especially the guys that are new to the team. They've just attacked every day, every session that we've had out here on the field. It's been phenomenal to see, but also the guys who were here last year to gain that competitiveness, seeing the new guys come in, you know, it's that iron sharpens iron, and I think we've done a great job this offseason of just keeping the main thing the main thing. And the main thing was just moving on. That was the main thing this year, moving on, because whatever we did last year, that's in the rearview mirror, and now that doesn't matter anymore. We're not defending nothing. We're not the defending champs. We're the 2024 world champs. That's it. We're not defending. Sorry. We're not. So I don't like hearing like, oh, we're the defending champions. We're not defending nothing. We just won the title. And now we've got to go win it again. Prove it all over again. And that's the mentality this team is going to have. We're not here to prove anything to anyone else but ourselves. And we know the mission. We're mission focused. So that's
it.
Our approach. And I'm so proud of everyone here because they're buying into what we're selling.
Devin, right? It's awesome.
It's awesome. I love Jordan Mailata, and I love that he said that. And I, like I told you earlier in the show, Joe, I immediately thought of you, unfortunately. As soon as he said that, I was sitting there in person. I'm like, oh, Joe DeCamera's going to hear this and gloat that he was right.
He's not right. That is what the players should say.
But it's a similar idea.
No. Very different. No, the players absolutely should talk like that and think that. We are fans. We don't have to think that way. They are players. They have to go out and play these games and try to win another title. It's a completely different thing. We can do whatever the hell we want.
James, I get the differentiation, but let me ask you the question I asked you about 2 weeks ago, and just give me your answer. And I'm not going to use the word defending.
They are the champions.
I'm not
right
going to use the word reigning.
James, hold on.
Here's the question. Are the Eagles the champions?
Did I not just say that? Are you listening to me?
I'm asking you a question.
I know.
Are the Eagles the champions? Yes or no?
I will say what I said and what Ray Didinger said.
Just say yes or no.
Are the Eagles? Are you listening to me? I said the Eagles are the champions. I said that phrase. The Eagles are the champions until they are out of it.
Ben Davis, are the Eagles the champions?
Yes, and I wish they would smell the roses.
Well,
okay. So I say no, and I'm glad they're not smelling the roses.
Yeah.
Devin, are they the champions? Not were they. Are they the champions?
Yes, until there's a new champion, but I'm okay with them not smelling the roses anymore.
So you think in November they're still the champions? Let's say they're...
They're the champions until someone else or, you know, them again are the champions. Like, there's not another champion.
They are absolutely the champions.
I disagree.
I'll tell you what, every other team that they face this season is going to play them like they are the champions.
Everyone we face is going to treat us like the world champions. That's the biggest point. That's the biggest takeaway. That's the biggest part of why our season, why our schedule is going to be the hardest in the league.
We are
the world champion.
I just look at it a little different.
We are. Go to Vegas. Look at the odds to win the Super Bowl. We are expected to be the representative for the NFC. We are expected to go and have a chance to do this again. And every team I was ever on, we treat the team that won the Super Bowl the year before like
They deserve our reference because they do. Yeah. It is really tough to pull that off. It is really tough to pull off what this team did at the end of last year, which was play two of the most dominant football games I've ever seen.
Totally.
And I think they can do that again. I think it's not that big a stretch for this team to get there. I don't think they'll start there. But I think they can get back to where they're that much better than every other team in the league.
Yeah, I was a very limited offensive player on the baseball field, and I wish I'd have done it earlier in my career. But I started to do it later in my career. I used to go back and look at the good things I did at the home plate. When I was younger, all I did was go back and look at my crappy at bats, the awful swings, at the balls in the dirt, this and that. I never looked back if I had a good game. I never went back and looked at my good at-bats and why a swing was particularly good or why I was able to hit a backside double or whatever. I never looked at those until later in my career. Say, you know what? I need to do more of that. And I wish all I did was focus on the negative and why this at-bat was bad, particular at-bat was bad or whatever. Hmm. I think you need to focus on some of the positives as well. I think if I'd have been better if I went back and said, why was this swing good? Why did I have that result? Because I did X, Y, and Z. I think you need to realize what you did so well last year and the fact that the Eagles went out there and played dominating football and try and repeat that. It's not like, oh, that's in the past. No, it happened.
Yeah.
Yes, it is in the past, but it also did happen. So focus on those good things that he did and try and carry that over into this year.
So I will say I do think a guy like Mulata, I think, will be in the mindset to try to do that. Like, I don't think he's saying we approach this in the absence of information from last year and all the other past years. Because last year is the only one he's won. He's lost, what, 4 or 5 years they didn't win with him. Came close in 22. But I would think, Ben, he's of the mindset to lean into that knowledge and experience.
I heard that and said last year didn't happen.
No, I hear it very different. I hear it as this is a whole new year. We have to go. I just hear him saying we're not looking to defend something. Like, it's separate. But I think he thinks in terms of muscle memory. I did it. We did it. I can lean on knowing how to do it.
I'm not going to let that pressure affect
that also,
me.
Yes.
Right. Like, I think as a leader, I think Jordan Mailata is great on the field, obviously, but I also think he's a very underrated piece of this team in the locker room.
Huge.
Because of stuff that, like, we just heard him say. Yeah. And I think that's a good message to send to younger guys. Like, we were talking yesterday, guys like Cooper DeJean, Quinyon Mitchell, even though they play on the other side of the ball, like, they've only known winning. They came in their rookie season, won the Super Bowl.
Right.
So I think hearing that from leaders, like, okay, clean slate, you know, we're not going to go in really feeling like the pressure or too overly confident in our game.
I agree. He also says something fascinating in the first 10 seconds. I don't know if you guys caught it. He said, talking about that concept of how they're trying to approach it, he said, that's the hardest thing we've asked of them.
I heard him say that. I thought it was so fascinating.
It's either he sounds like a coach or he's like, I'm on the leadership.
I'm a leadership guy.
Leadership guy. Like, me and other leadership guys, this is what we're asking of the younger guys, the other guys, the older guys, the new guys, the non-leadership guys. Hardest thing that we've asked of them. It was a fascinating way to frame it. And I love that guy, man. Mulata is unbelievable.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.